where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown. Who's been arrested?
What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack.
Who's back in rehab?
Now Charlie tells me you're a butcher.
Yes, I am a butcher.
Do you link your own sausage?
Why don't you go and put your trousers on?
All right, hold your horses. He has knives!
And who's hitting who?
Gets worse, Lloyd. My parakeet Petey, he's dead.
What happened?
His head fell off.
His head
Yeah, he was pretty old.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys will always listen. NMLS 2239. We start first with the highest paid actress in Hollywood. You guys want to take a guess?
Jennifer Lawrence.
No, that's a great guess, though.
Thank you.
I saw it, but I'll guess.
Who would you have guessed before you saw it? Because you know the answer.
Now that you say that, I would have gone Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I was going to. Well, Jennifer Lawrence is a good question.
She's not in the top three.
Ooh.
Wow.
She needs a better agent.
Scarlett Johansson is top Forbes annual ranking of Hollywood's highest paid actresses, surpassing Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston, who came in at number two and three. Now, Emma Stone claimed the top spot in 2017 with a cool $26 million. But Johansson, who has a number of Marvel films, that's where it comes from, under her belt, brought in a huge almost $41 million this year. She plays Black Widow in the Avengers films. Man, these Avengers people are getting paid a ton.
They are, aren't they?
A ton.
Why would you not just make those movies left and right?
Jennifer Lawrence does come in number four. Reese Witherspoon just behind her, $16.5 million. Rounding out the list, Kate Blanchett and the Wonder Woman chick. What's her name?
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
She's pretty, right?
She's pretty. Wonder Woman. She's an Amazon.
She made $10 million last year.
Wow.
I'm going to assume, Hollywood will love this, the top 10 men made a little bit more than these women.
No.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so.
You think Robert Downey Jr. made more than Black Widow?
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say that Jennifer Lawrence is the best actress in that group. She's really good.
A lot better than Scarlett. I would give you that. Better than Angelina. Definitely better than Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Emma Stone's a pretty good actress. I don't like her. But yeah, I probably would go.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett, though, is really good, too.
Yeah.
So we got a man who allegedly placed soda in his cup that he was given for water, has been tased by police.
So he goes into a fast food restaurant, orders water. They give him the specialized water cup, and he puts soda in it. That is the cheapest.
It is very cheap, but I will tell you, people are getting a little out of hand on the aggression and the violence based on people getting soda.
Look, I agree. I don't think this should ever lead to violence, but you may not label it this way, but you're stealing. You're 100% stealing. I know you're stealing $1.99 or whatever, but you're still stealing. Order the soft drink if you want soft drink. Don't try to take money out of the restaurant's pocket and order water.
And again, the restaurant on the soda, on the syrup, they're probably spending, 6 cents a pour.
Oh, they've got tremendous markup, but it's their business.
You're right.
If you don't like it, don't go there.
I agree. So anyway, this guy got a little out of hand. He got tased.
He got tased for it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that probably escalated beyond a point it should have.
I guarantee he spilled the drink, too.
Can I get another Diet Coke, please? Matt, did you consider it stealing? This is not, I don't consider this stealing.
Of course, because you did it.
Black Star?
Wait, what are you going to say?
You don't know what I'm saying. So you go into a convenience store, you fill the cup up, right? You pull it back, you take a sip, and then you top her off.
No, because to me...
That's me sampling the quality of what I have put in the cup. I want to make sure it meets...
And also, I think if you were allowed to hang out in there,
they would
probably
give
you free refills.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's the way I look at it. Yeah. If I've never left the store, I think I get free refills.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a problem with that.
Okay.
You guys want to guess which city spends more on alcohol than any other major city in the United States? These numbers seem a little low to me.
I mean, Las Vegas would seem like it would be high.
No, this is per household.
Oh, per household. So this wouldn't consider the visitors, I guess?
Yeah, so they spent more money on alcohol than any other city over the last 20 years. Just real quick, American households spend an average of $484 on alcoholic beverages like wine, beer, and liquor, according to two decades worth of stats from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Survey. To me, $484 seems really, really light to people that actually, you know, to a family that partakes.
Yeah, I'm going to say Milwaukee, Wisconsin, based on all the beer distributors there and the weather.
Well, this makes
sense. They're stuck inside a lot.
Because of the real estate.
Standard of living.
Yeah, and probably just your typical income there. San Francisco.
That's true, because what they're paying is higher per glass than what Milwaukee, Wisconsin is paying.
Local
right?
spent an average of $1,131 per year between 96 and 2016. They say 1.5% of your annual salary. But, I mean, if that's one of your vices,
yeah,
really not that bad.
It is kind of low. I mean, my vice is golf. Do you think I spend more than that on my...
I mean, look, I lost 7 golf balls yesterday in our round.
Yeah.
So I probably lost, you know, $15, $20 on golf balls.
That's true.
And we still owe you.
No, you don't. I just enjoyed being with you guys.
Well, I think you ended up winning 2 holes, right?
I did, yes. I was up 2 holes at the end. Yes. But that's okay. I just enjoyed it. It was the camaraderie I was after.
That's good.
You can't put a dollar value on that.
Would you eat a tarantula if it was cooked right?
No.
That's one of those...
How much money?
Those species that just freaks me out just because it's hairy, big, it's a spider.
Yeah, but if you think of the things we eat, Rockstar, I mean, like...
Like a cow?
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff we pull out of the ocean and cook, and it's delectable.
I won't eat anything in the ocean either.
I mean, a tarantula and a lobster, are they really that different?
Here's the thing. I'm one of those that I like to try new things, but there's so many options out there, I'm just not eating a tarantula.
I mean, I ate lobster tail down in Destin when I was down there the other day. Is that different than eating a tarantula? I mean, if you really think about it.
I would rather have snake in sleeping bag than tarantula.
If you presented a tarantula on a plate cooked, are you a knife and fork guy, or are you just like a taco guy? You just pick it up and eat it?
Yeah, you just got to go one bite and be done with it. If there's money on it, I've got to eat it.
Do you think it's like the close-up gum where it just squirts in your mouth when you bite it?
Freshen up.
Yeah, the freshen up. Well, it's got that.
No, that was awful. That
big pot on the backside. Okay, so anyway.
Hot pocket.
A tarantula taco is $27.
I'm certainly not paying that for it.
A Mexico City Market restaurant recently put the tarantula on its menu and posted a video on Facebook showing a chef torching one until blackened. The only problem, the Mexican red rump tarantula is a protected species.
Oops.
So this is when the Federal Environmental Protection Agency gets involved. It was alerted to the situation. They seized 4 tarantula corpses that were ready to be served upon the tortillas. You know, it's already been killed. You might as well serve it up.
I agree. Don't make it go to waste.
Tarantula taco was apparently an offer for 500 pesos or 50 times the price of a basic street taco.
I mean, it can't taste good. This is just all about saying you ate a tarantula.
Rockstar, I'm going to say you would not take first date to this restaurant. There are other favorites at this restaurant, not only tarantulas, but grasshoppers, worms, and ant eggs, and scorpions.
Ant eggs, that seems like it'd be filling.
Do you know how tough those have to be to harvest?
You'd have to eat a million, wouldn't you?
I know.
Okay, we've got a dude. This story it's really one line that makes it, but Orlando police have arrested a man who they say shot and killed his girlfriend last month, which obviously is not good. Tiffany LaQuanta died days after being shot on July 21st at her apartment. Now, Orlando police arrested her live-in boyfriend, Justin Pruitt. Investigators said Justin Pruitt tried to make her death look like a suicide. He also claimed that one of his dogs might have been responsible for the shooting because, quote, they are very smart.
Yeah, I don't want to blame the dog, but...
I mean, look at him.
I mean, first of all, if you're going to kill someone and try to stage a suicide, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I think the cops are probably smarter than that, right? I mean, what do? You just leave the gun in her hand or something like that?
I mean, the best way to stage a suicide...
Would
be throw him off a building.
Okay. That is one way to do it, yes.
No, but I mean, got a big handprint on his back.
Even then, you got security cameras and things like that. No, I mean, you're going to get
you're
caught.
You're going to suffer head trauma, so you knock him out, a blunt object, and then you throw him off head first. I mean, that's the best way to do it. I mean, I'm not trying to give great advice to anybody out there.
Well, I don't think this is great advice, trust me. I think this would be awful advice.
Well, this is better than blaming it on your dog.
I would agree
with
that.
They're smart.
Yes.
Okay. I've got more shower thoughts for you guys. This one is awesome. I never even thought about it like this, but people really don't have a sense of how much bigger 1 billion is than 1 million. But to put this in perspective, 1 million seconds is 11 days.
Right.
1 billion seconds, 31 and a half years.
It's insane, isn't it? It'll blow your mind.
Oh, and
so there's a lot of millionaires out there.
I know.
You only got a couple of billion.
Yeah, they're,
Bill Gates is like $57 billion.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Okay, cows must be really happy. Their favorite food is all over the ground. Imagine yourself walking on tacos and how amazing that would be.
And I could eat all of them all, right?
Yeah, here's another shower thought for you. If you traveled back in time to the 1920s, it'd be weird to see everything in color.
That's true, yeah.
A lot of hats, too. Every man wore a hat.
Another shower thought. Lawyers are pretty much paid to be the guys that say, actually.
Technically.
This one's freaky. For deaf people, fireworks must be awesome, but for blind people, they're extremely frightening.
What the hell is happening?
What have I done?
I never thought of that.
And finally, how many people can honestly say they've seen their father eat Skittles?
I have not.
My kids.
Yeah, I think I've seen my dad eat. I know I've seen him eat Starburst.
Well, but your kids have seen you.
Yeah, my kids have seen me eat Skittles.
I mean, mine saw me bust a crown off a couple years ago.
On a Skittle?
They didn't see it. They just
like
saw the
$700 bite.
Did they learn a new word after that?
They've known those words.
Okay. That's Trash on the Table, presented by
our friends at the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, I'm speaking from experience. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200, or online, mortgagerightradio.com, NMLS 2239.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.